WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Rena Roy. Israel's fractured coalitions now forging an emergency unity government in its war against Hamas. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu agreeing to the wartime cabinet, his rivals sworn in today. At least 1,200 confirmed dead after the Islamic militants stormed Israeli villages 6 days ago. ABC's Britt Clenett in Tel Aviv says Israelis are in shock.
This is very much a country reeling. It's mourning. It's angry. And that kind of helps in having a uniting impact and support for retribution, retaliation against Hamas.
27 Americans were also killed in the terror attacks, 14 missing. Americans also among the hostages Hamas is holding in Gaza. More than 1,400 Palestinians have died from Israeli airstrikes in Gaza. More U.S. aid to Israel on hold with the House Speaker position still vacant. This is ABC News. A new walkout, this one in Las Vegas.
Thousands of culinary union workers are heading out to picket lines in front of some of Las Vegas's biggest resorts as they negotiate with MGM Resort, Caesars Entertainment, and Wynn. They want better wages and working conditions, citing workload and inflation. The union's Ted Papageorge says negotiations have not been going well.
It's the workers that got them through the pandemic, and it's the workers that have led them to these incredible profits.
The union says the pickets are a warning to the resorts that if they cannot come to a deal, a strike could happen in the next few weeks.
ABC's Alex Stone. Inflation eased slightly last month. Consumer prices up 0.4% from August, 3.7% from a year ago. The core CPI, excluding food and energy, up 4.1%, the smallest hike in 2 years. Fed officials signaling they may not raise interest rates again this month. Social Security recipients getting a 3.2% raise next year, about $59 more a month. Rena Roy, ABC News.
Talk of Green Bay News, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's what you need to know. Despite two former Wisconsin Supreme Court justices saying impeachment should not be an option, current Supreme Court Justice Janet Protasiewicz could still be impeached. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says he will see how Protasiewicz votes on the lawsuit that challenges the state's Republican-drawn legislative maps.
If we see that the contributions that the Democratic Party made to her, expecting a result in that, that will certainly be something that we have to keep on the table, because she will not live up to her oath.
Voss thinks Protasiewicz should recuse herself for allegedly weighing in on the maps case during her campaign. If you live in Kaukauna, be on the lookout for a phony utility notice. The postcard is about water quality and claims to be from Kaukauna Utilities. It tells homeowners technicians need to access the home to test the water and lists a phone number to call. Kaukauna Utilities say the notices are not from them. Pete Schwabe, WGBW 97.9 News.
Are you ready to start a meaningful career in healthcare? Are you looking for a job that fits your work-life balance? Become a certified direct care professional today and make life better for older adults or people with a disability. WISC Caregiver Careers makes it easy. With free online training plus earn a $500 bonus. See your name on Wisconsin's Certified Direct Care Registry. Sign up today at WISCCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
The Todd Alba Show.
What makes our society great is that we can believe in something bigger than ourselves. Doesn't matter whether it's a soccer team or whether it's a political movement or whether it's a public school, whether it's a neighborhood PTA, a bake sale. It's about interacting with our friends and neighbors and making our communities better for having come together around a common cause.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the...
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
The 7th Annual Cap Times Idea Fest returned to Madison September 17th, featuring conversations with leaders in government, business, education, social justice, and culture. Idea Fest moderators and guests looked ahead to what the future could look like in Wisconsin and how we reckon with change brought on by the pandemic, the Black Lives Matter movement, and other forces. Civic Media proudly partnered with Idea Fest and will present segments of this year's recorded gathering this weekend across the Civic Media Network. Tune in Saturday at 2 p.m. on your favorite Civic Media.
Pursuing the truth wherever it may lead. The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3. Join the conversation. Get involved. The Todd Alba Show on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you statewide on Civic Media. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. Again, right to the front lines of history in the making. There's a lot of it being made. Going to the Middle East, going to the terrorist attack on Israel by Hamas terrorists. At this point, State Department has confirmed that 27 Americans were killed by Hamas and 14 unknown whereabouts. In other words, very likely as captives in the tunnels in Gaza. 1,200 Israelis were killed, 2,900 wounded. Thousands of rockets poured into Israel. 1,000 Hamas terrorists paragliding, simply walking in, coming in by water to murder people. There's a very, very poignant interview with a woman, young woman named Dani Levy, who was at that music festival last Saturday. And she said about 6:30 a.m., suddenly there were dozens of terrorists paragliding down on them with semi-automatics, perhaps automatics, and they just gunned down everybody they could find. She and a couple of friends ran into some trees and were hunted for 6 hours. 6 hours. She said most of the suiciders wore police and soldier uniforms. She referred to them as suiciders because many of them were killed. Not enough of them, but many of them were killed. But they did wear, some of them, any Israeli police and soldier uniforms to deceive people. And one of the things that really bothers me, quite frankly, is the degree to which people in our country and around the world who should know better are in effect exulting at this and defending Hamas. Let me give you an example. There's a professor at Yale University, Professor Shabi, a woman. She said yesterday, Israel is a murderous, genocidal state. No government on earth is as genocidal as this settler colonial state. She's a professor of, quote, ethnicity, race, and migration. What the heck is that? Why is there a professor at Yale or anywhere else that's ethnicity, race, and migration? It's simply victimology according to her views. The Democratic Socialists of America, as I mentioned yesterday, had a rally in Times Square for Hamas, marched to the Israeli embassy, and some of them carried swastika flags. In Sydney, Australia, there was a demonstration in support of Hamas, and people chanted, "Gas the Jews." This is disgusting. Some have called for a day of jihad this weekend. Let's be very, very clear. And I want to tell you a little bit about my background to put this in perspective. You know that I was the chairman of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin for two terms. In 1980, I was the Milwaukee County chair for Ted Kennedy when he ran for president in the primary against Jimmy Carter. I was the co-chair of the primary campaign for John Kerry in 2004. When he was running against George W. Bush. I was on Hillary Clinton's finance committee. And in 2020, you may recall, everybody, practically everybody was shouting, "Bernie, Bernie," or "Elizabeth Warren, Elizabeth Warren." There were very few of us for Joe Biden very early, very, very early in 2020. And I organized the debate watch parties for Joe Biden. I am a Kennedy, Clinton, Biden Democrat. I'm a liberal Democrat. But when there is a group that beheads infants and beheads toddlers in front of their screaming parents and then rapes the wife and takes them to a tunnel in Gaza, they must be exterminated. This is a Kennedy, Clinton, Biden Democrat saying that. Now, there are some other things. Harvard University, there were 34 student organizations who signed a statement saying that the Hamas attack on Israel is solely Israel's fault. Solely Israel's fault. Donald Trump, he's like a fly in a barn on manure. Every time he can find somewhere to disgrace himself or to cheapen things, he does. He referred just now of Hezbollah in Lebanon as, quote, "very smart." And he said that Netanyahu is to blame. He let us down. He said, the national defense people and Israelis are hoping that Hezbollah will not attack from the north. Yeah, we certainly do. One reason we sent a carrier fleet in the Mediterranean is they better not attack from the north. What is Trump's running for what? Commander-in-chief. Trump says, wait a minute. You know, Hezbollah is very smart. They're all very smart. He blames it on Netanyahu for letting us down, as he put it, or letting them down. This is nothing more than a dog whistle signal to anti-Semites in this country. Some of them embedded, frankly, because they were brought in our immigration policies, which has let in jihadist elements in this country. The pro-Hamas protests at Times Square in New York the other day, some of them not only carried swastika flags, but they said that all of Israel must be reclaimed, quote, by any means necessary. Now, here's the deal. Here's the deal. Canadian TV, the Canadian Broadcasting Company, forbade its journalists from referring to Hamas as terrorists. They have to refer to them as militants or gunmen, gunfighters. If you take a look at MSNBC, it's not just Hassan, Mohadine, and Velshi, but it's many of the others simply report this as an equivalence of some sort, as if beheading a six-year-old infant in front of her mother and raping her mother is an equivalent to anything. There is some pushback. There's a Democratic congressman from Michigan named Shri Thanador, who is a member of the Democratic Socialists Alliance, Democratic Socialists of America, they call themselves. He revoked his membership. He revoked his membership in the Democratic Socialists of America when they were marching with swastikas on the Israeli embassy in New York City. We have two members of the Democratic Socialists of America in the Wisconsin legislature, two Democrats, one of them representing the east side of Milwaukee, the other one representing Shorewood, two of the higher income areas of Wisconsin, yet they call themselves socialists. And we have another one running for the county board. These people are not fit to be in Wisconsin government. We are Republicans or Democrats. I am a Democrat. I am a Kennedy, Clinton, Biden Democrat. We are not going to have people who claim they're socialists somehow hanging out in two of the highest income or higher income areas of Wisconsin and not saying a word about the shameful conduct of the Democratic Socialists of America nationwide. One of them, one of these legislators, by the way, also said that, quote, police work has no dignity or value. We can't have that. We can simply not have that. We're going to the lines. Gina Beauclair, my friend, thanks for calling. What's your mind, Gina?
Hi. You know, what happened over in Israel is mind-boggling and horrific. And people have all different kinds of attitudes toward this. And it's scary, and people have to all think about it themselves. The thing that I have a concern about is I think maybe we should have kept Donald Trump in office because this wouldn't have happened anymore. And the Republicans. Well, let's get them gulding Republicans back in there that can't even get somebody to lead their caucus so they can get money over to help these people. Let's think about that for a while. Let's worry about that. Let's worry about the Marjorie Taylor Greens and the whole dang bunch of them getting up there saying that, you know, well, we really might not be able to support this, and we might not be able to support our other issue where the other people are getting killed. And it's like, what the devil? Let's stay on the people that are doing the goddamn damage to our country. I mean, I'm watching them and the idiotic stuff they're saying, and Trump, and they're going after Biden because he's the cause of it, because guess what? The money that wasn't given out yet is the cause of it to Iran. Holy Moses. My goodness sakes alive. And I think there's a heck of a lot more people like that that are overrunning the Republican Party that are causing the damage to our country than a few socialist Democrats. So there's my two cents there, because there's flames coming out of my ears today because I'm watching those suckers in front of our, you know, trying to, oh, I think they recessed for a while because they can't figure out who in the heck is going to run the House. Oh, my Lord, half of our government isn't working doing their job. And then in our own state, what the devil they're pulling on the people in our state. I don't know, Matt. A few socialist Democrats, they don't scare me. And I've been an independent my entire life, and that's why I'm so enraged about this. Because those Republicans are messing up our country big time, and we're watching it, and we're not doing anything. So anyway, there you go, Matt. You're
terrific. No. It was great passion. I got to go to a break. I see you in the lines. The rest of you don't hang up. I'll get you right after the break. And I'll respond to you then, Gene. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
That long tongue liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God.
I feel like I'm constantly cleaning hair off my bathroom floor. At least my Swiffer sweeper makes it easy. Swiper heavy-duty dry cloths have ultra-thick pads to trap and lock hairs, like a hair magnet. And when I'm finished cleaning up my hair, Swiper takes care of his too. Now the hair's gone, all thanks to Swiffer. Try Swiffer Sweeper heavy-duty dry cloths. I promise you'll love them or your money back. And also try Swiffer Sweeper Wet to make quick work of tough, sticky messes.
Earl Ingram.
It's Wednesdays, that means Dr. Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action, is on the line and in full effect.
I think that the caller is right to be very suspicious. So we need to kind of hold both thoughts at once. Let's see if there's something there about Robin Voss being afraid and backing down, but let's be prepared for the idea this is all a ruse.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Mino and the Mayor.
Right, do you ever have ladies come to your shop, your beautiful, wonderful store on Military, and ask if the diamond they got was real?
Absolutely, they do.
They do, huh?
And how many, if any, are married to people like John Mino?
What's that supposed to mean?
Weekday mornings from 6 until 8 on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS. And on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast. Cloudy skies expected tonight with scattered rain showers likely. Lows level off around 48. Easterly winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy tomorrow. Scattered rain showers likely. High at 52. Overcast skies tomorrow night. Scattered rain showers likely. Lows dip down to about 49. High temperatures reach up to 52. Saturday with a chance for scattered rain showers. 54. Cloudy skies expected Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 56.
From I-43 to I-41, this is the Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW.
I'm fixing a hole where the rain gets in.
Welcome back to Mental and Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Go right to the lines. They're all alive. I'm going to take you in order. Do not hang up. But first, I want to respond briefly to Gene of Eau Claire. Gene of Eau Claire had a very, very good statement. But let me be blunt about this. There's no show on air that hits the Republicans harder than I do. But I absolutely have an obligation when somebody who presents themselves as on our side does something wrong. And I'm mentioning it. A Democratic socialist is not a Democrat. They're not just socialists who are Democrats. The Democratic socialists of America are not in the Kennedy, Clinton, Biden tradition. You do not organize rallies after infants were beheaded in front of their mothers raped, and marched on the Israeli embassy with swastikas. Period. End of story. There is not an equivalence. So just be aware, if you want some very good, hard-hitting talk about Republicans, there's no better place to be. But if people who are ostensibly on our side, but they're not on our side, they're not on our side, do what they did, I will call them out. Okay, David Madison, you're next, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Dave?
Yeah, I totally agree with you with respect to Democratic Socialists of America, which including some others is absolutely abhorrent. I'm not sure I'd bring in socialism per se into the conversation, though. I mean, I in many ways am a socialist. In many ways, I subscribe to modern monetary theory, you know, and socialists along the Nordic model, I would say. You know, socialism is a very ill-defined term. There's a lot of different kinds of socialism. Israel was established by socialists, and socialists ran the country. Socialist governments in Israel, explicitly socialist governments, the Labor Party, saw Israel through most of its existential wars, the War of Independence, through the 56 Suez Crisis.
You're right, Dave. Hold on. You're right that socialism is ill-defined, but remember something. Hitler's party was called the National Socialist Party. So what I am saying is this. The people who founded Israel and all through the its history, Rabin and some of the other great prime ministers, I have the utmost respect for. But that kind of socialism, or Swedish or Norwegian or Danish socialism, is not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the Democratic Socialists of America, and they are not part of the Democratic Party, in my view. Thanks for calling. Keith from Middleton, my friend. You're next. What's your mind today, Keith?
Hey, good afternoon. How you doing, Matt? Hey,
you're good, Keith.
So, as the caller just before me just said, socialism is so poorly defined. I mean, USSR, United Socialists, you know, it's not a socialist country. The labels are so misguided that it's crazy. I am a democratic socialist, but I'm not part of the Democratic Socialist Party in America. I'm a Democrat. Always have been, always will be. My problem right now with what's going on over there is that, in my opinion, Bibi Netanyahu is also not a socialist and also not a Democrat. I feel that he is more of a fascist than a true socialist or democratic type leader. And I'm not blaming him. I'm not saying that anything that Hamas is doing is right. It is absolutely abhorrent what is going on over there. My concern is that every time we go in and bomb these villages where Hamas is on the Gaza Strip, we create more and more children who have lost their families, and the only thing they have to turn to is Hamas. It's just like the inner city when young children, young African-American or urban children lose their parent, they turn to a gang because that becomes their family and they become radicalized. I don't know how to stop it. All I know is what we're doing is not working. We need to find a way to cut that cord and cut that cycle of creating more and more jihadists like we're doing.
Thanks for calling, Keith. That's an excellent call. Really appreciate it. Claire of Sun Prairie, my friend. Thank you for calling. What's your mind today, Claire?
Well, I just wondered if other people see the irony in Trump trying to say Hamas, and all that would come out is hummus. And I think it's a Freudian slip on his part, because one of his biggest fears is that the pee-pee tape should come out, and that's about chickpeas. Which is what hummus is made from. It's a little circular thing.
Well, we're not going to delve too deeply into Trump's proclivities, but what I can tell you is that he said that he thought that Hamas was very smart. Quote, all those people are, quote, very smart. And Netanyahu let us down. This is a little dog whistle to an anti-Semitic part of his base. That is all it is. And listen, Tommy Tuberville just came out today and said, we shouldn't take sides. You shouldn't take sides. Both of these people, neither one of them deserves support. This is a senator who is blocking promotion to well over now 300 admiral and general positions, demoralizing our military. He's a chicken hawk. He's backed up by other chicken hawks, Hawley of Missouri. And the rest of the Senate are buttercups. They sing the buttercup song. They interview, they say, boy, it's terrible what he's doing. Yeah, you know, you're in the Senate. Do you ever think, well, no, I can't do that. He has the right to unanimous consent. He has the right to help destroy our military. This is what you hear from the buttercups. This is wrong. This is very wrong. Rand Paul, you know, right now, we don't have two senior military positions filled because of Tuberville that would have been in command of our forces in that area right now. And nobody is doing anything. And I'm damn tired of it. I'm very, very tired of it. We're going to a break. The lines are open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
A long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter.
From the home of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for news talk, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Rena Roy. ABC News has learned the U.S. and Qatar have agreed to keep Iran from accessing $6 billion in Iranian oil revenues. part of last month's release of Americans held in Iran.
Sources confirm the Deputy Treasury Secretary told House Democrats about the agreement today, saying the money, quote, isn't going anywhere anytime soon. Administration officials say while there's no direct evidence Iran played a role in the Hamas attacks in Israel, Iran has broad complicity because of its past support for the terror group. The White House said Thursday the $6 billion remains in a Qatari bank, but National Security spokesman John Kirby would not confirm the agreement.
Nothing's been assessed, and we have oversight. We have oversight over what can be accessed and for what purposes.
Karen Travers, ABC News, The White House.
More than 2,600 confirmed dead in Israel and Gaza. Inflation easing slightly last month. Consumer prices up 0.4% from August, 3.7% from last year. This is ABC News.
For the Talk of Green Bay News, I'm Pete Schwaba. Here's what you need to know. Two people were seriously injured in a single car crash in Outagamie County. The crash happened around 9 a.m. Thursday morning in Cicero on Highway 47. The Outagamie County Sheriff's Office says a pickup truck rolled over and trapped the two passengers. The Nichols Fire Department was called to pull the passengers out of the truck, which was completely flipped over. Authorities are not sure at this time what caused the truck to go off the road. Fond du Lac police are looking for an armed robber who held up a gas station. They say the alleged crime took place Monday, October 9th at 9:15 at the Cool Quick Stop on South Main Street. Fond du Lac authorities posted a security cam photo on the department's Facebook page in which the suspect is wearing a hood over an orange hat and a plaid jacket and pointing a gun on the clerk. The man got away on foot with an undetermined amount of cash. No one was hurt and the incident is under investigation. Pete Schwaba, WGBW 97.9 News.
Mino and the Mayor.
I want to talk about the two of you. And what I love the most about it is the excitement for Green Bay. You guys, both of you have a passion for our area. When you talk about the local events, you're not just talking about, hey, it's at this location at this time. Like, you know, oh, there's this race that they do or they do this cake thing. Like, you know it so well. And I love the energy that you bring to this show.
Weekday mornings from 6 until 8 on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS. And on the Civic Media app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Do you support the legalization, regulation, and taxation of legal cannabis in the state of Wisconsin? You said yes! Melissa, that was like 12 years ago! What do you think the hang-up is?
It's the Republicans. They're suffering from reefer madness. They're out-of-touch legislators in the Capitol building who don't want to give a win to Governor Evers and Democrats.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute. Weekdays from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Go right to the lines. Andrew of Detroit, Michigan, my friend. Thanks for calling, Andrew. What's in your mind today?
Hey, Matt. Yesterday, I started my comments saying that Hamas was horrible in what they did, that Hezbollah, what they're doing is terrible. And what ISIS has done, what Al-Qaeda's done, what the Taliban has done, all of that stuff is horrible, and we've got to find a way to stop it. But I cannot condemn the Palestinians living in Gaza for the actions of Hamas unless they belong to it. Now, there's got to be a lot of innocent people there, and They've been treated horribly for 75 years. Now, should we condemn all the German people for the Nazis in World War II? Should we all Italians because of the fascism there? How about my own heritage with the Vikings? Matt, we just have to love each other as people. And these people that want to cause terror around the world, we've got to stop them. But we can't just say that this region of people are horrible because of, and then throw history at it. Hope you appreciate my opinion today, Matt. I call myself a socialist Democrat, by the way. Been Democrat all my life. Big labor candidate, too.
Okay, listen, Andrea, I always appreciate your calls. They're good calls, and I hope you keep it up. I don't describe myself as a socialist Democrat. I describe myself as a Democrat. In other words, you have Kennedy, Clinton, and Biden. That said, let me address everything else you just said. Nobody faults the entire German people for Hitler. Nobody faults the entire Russian people for Stalin and Putin. And nobody faults all Palestinians or all people of any of these countries. But when there's no such thing as if they don't belong to Hamas. There's no membership card in Hamas. It's not some kind of a ruling society that's hated by the people there. That is the reality in the Gaza Strip. If and when the Israelis go in, and the Israelis are showing remarkable restraint, and I'm going to explain why I say that. The Israelis could solve this in a very short period of time by simply dropping much more lethal weapons on all of it and killing 2.5 million people. The jihadist types in Syria and everywhere else would do just that. Assad and then his father before him would wipe out an entire city of 35, 50,000 people without blinking an eye. Israel is part of the West. It's part of enlightened democracy. It's part of a humanitarian ethos that tries to spare civilians at all costs, if at all possible. Israel, for 75 years, and certainly for the last 30 or 35 in particular, has pleaded with its neighbors for peace. In the various peace talks, Jimmy Carter sponsored some, Bill Clinton sponsored some. Everybody got them together and said, Israel said, you can have 99% of all the land you want. You can have it back. I mean, you can't have the state of Israel, but the Palestinians in the West Bank, up in the Golan Heights in Gaza, let's get along. All we ask is that you recognize our existence, our right to exist. All we ask is that you recognize us as human beings. In every case that was rejected, they said they want a lot of other things. They want land back. They don't want surveillance. But if you have somebody that's not recognizing your right to exist, you then yourself are going to be attacked. The fault of the occupation is upon the jihadist ethic, the cultural imperative that you must forcibly convert or eliminate your enemies. The reason why the Abraham Accords work, and they're a wonderful thing, and they've got to be spread, is simply because Israel and the United States and the West has shown so much force, so much power and strength that people realize it's finally in their interest. That's the only reason. They respect only force. This is not another Western nation. And even the Western nations through the First World War and the Second World War didn't respect that either. So what do? Israel right now is blockading Gaza. They're cutting off water, electricity, food. No one can leave. They have said, release all the hostages that you have and we will restore water, food, and electricity. And they say no. They say no. Israel is now prepared for a ground invasion. I had a good friend of mine from school whose son was a Marine captain in Fallujah over in Iraq, where they went door to door. Doors, the Marines did this, our Marines. Doors are booby trapped. Garbage cans are booby trapped. Mines are put under paths. And these brave Marines, and many of them were killed. Fortunately, my friend's son was not, would kick open the door, sometimes get a burst of machine gun fire back at them. Israel's prepared to do that. They're going to lose a lot of soldiers. They're going to go in, all these tunnels are booby trapped. The doors are booby trapped. Everything's booby trapped. The people they're fighting are essentially, by conviction, suicide bombers themselves. It would be very nice to say that they shouldn't go in and do anything. But you just had at least a thousand jihadists, and Islamic Jihad is in on this, Iran is in on this, going to villages and beheading infants and toddlers, raping and sexually mutilating women, parading a beautiful girl with her legs spread almost out at where she had to have had her bones broken, naked, and they spit on her. If there are people in Gaza who are willing to say, give up the hostages, restore everything, and kill the Hamas leaders who allegedly, according to some, are oppressing them, I don't believe that for a minute. I don't believe that there isn't a Hamas membership card. At long last, the cultural imperative to forcibly convert or exterminate apostates has got to be changed. And so far, it's only been changed by force. That can no longer continue. Mark from the SAC, my friend, thanks for calling. What's in your mind today, Mark?
Yeah, let's recognize the horrors that has happened over there. But let's also recognize that they're looking at what's happening in this country as well as the anti-Semitism that seems to be on the rise in this country. And what I found particularly ironic is that I was just doing a little, checking if my historical memory was correct, but at the Bund meetings prior to World War II in this country, when they were having those meetings, celebrating, Adolf Hitler and the Bund, they had big posters of President George Washington, and they're talking their fascist crap. But George Washington actually had sent a letter to the Jewish synagogue in, I think it was Newport, Rhode Island, and welcoming them to the body politic, to religious body politic, and saying that all faiths are supposed to be recognized in this country. Well, I don't know if at that point in time, if they actually included Catholic in that, ecumenical brotherhood, considering the Catholics were kind of looked down upon.
Listen, one of the signers of the Declaration of Independence from Baltimore was Catholic. I mean, let's get here a little more currently, Mark. I do appreciate your call, but let me just say this. Nobody wants to see innocent people killed. You have a doctrine that is relentlessly attacking Israel, but it's not alone. Europe attacked Israel. Everybody for 4,000 years, going back to the Egyptians, has attacked the state of Israel in diaspora or where it is. They have been subject to genocide in perpetuity for 4,000 years. And we make the statement now, we stand with Israel. We stand with Israel. We stood with Israel when Hitler attacked it. And obviously that was before the creation of the modern state, but he attacked Jews in general. We stand against the Ruskies. And by the way, some people have called the station and said, Matt used the term Ruskies. And let's get very real here. In Russian, they refer to themselves as Ruski. That's the Russian word for themselves. They refer to Polish people as Polski. That is the Slavic language. Yes, I say it in a not friendly way because they are committing genocide in Ukraine. So I do appreciate these calls, and I think they're important and so forth, but let's please take a look at the facts. Now, to get back to the issue of Gaza and Israel, what are they supposed to do? There are people celebrating the savagery, people celebrating the sadism of this genocidal attack on the Jewish people. We can't have that. We stand with Israel. Our military stands with Israel. Now I'm going to start to talk briefly before the break about what's happening with Speaker and the Republican Party, because it directly impacts the ability of this country to run itself. It's not just that you have Tommy Tuberville, who's a traitor and a chicken hawk, or Rand Paul or Josh Hawley or these people, or lying Donald Trump, crooked Donald Trump. No. Steve Scalise now is struggling for votes, and it looks like he's not going to get them. He needs 217 votes. There are 16 Republicans who are holding out. There are 221 Republicans. That means he'll get 205 votes. That's even less than McCarthy got, which is 209 votes. He is short. And the clowns that are attacking him, and look, I don't like him, frankly. He's the one who said he's David Duke without the baggage. He stands for aid to Ukraine, aid to Israel, and a budget for at least for another year. You know, he's a mangy dog, but what the hell? He ain't going to get it. Gymnasium Jim G.Wham Jordan isn't going to get it for all the reasons I've talked about on the show before. There's one named Nancy Mace of South Carolina, Republican, really bad news. You know what she does? She's for Jordan. She used to be a moderate Republican. She shows up in a T-shirt in the House with a scarlet A on it for adultery. This is what she does in the House of Representatives. That's a reference to the Nathaniel Hawthorne novel, The Scarlet Letter, which was set in Puritan New England around 1640. The heroine in it has a baby out of wedlock and won't identify the father. So the Puritans make her wear a scarlet A for adultery on her clothes. And Nancy Mace is saying, what kind of statement is that? She's basically drawing attention to her chest. I mean, that's all she was doing. Look, these people are sick. They're crazy. They're in Congress. Marjorie Taylor Greene, posting naked pictures of Hunter Biden in the Congress. You know, what is happening to the Republican Party? Well, I've got an idea. And here's the idea. 356 people, Democrat and Republican, got together to push through the budget extension till November 17. These are people who should be running the country. Have Hakeem Jeffries reach out to them and say, pick a Republican other than Scalise and Jordan whom we can live with. My nominee is Tom Cole of Oklahoma, member of the Choctaw Nation, graduate of Grinnell, Yale. Really a very fine guy, moderate. Somebody like him, stick him in, vote, and let's get going. Let's get down to business. Going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
This could be the start of a break-in.
Stop. This is Simply Safe.
Or the end of one.
Police are on their way.
Introducing the latest innovation in home security. 24/7 live guard protection. Only from Simply Safe. Now, agents can see and speak to intruders through our new indoor camera to help stop crime in real time and for fast police response. Get 20% off any new system with Fast Protect monitoring at simplysafe.com/radio. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
Love your hometown? Don't miss the Devil's Advocates radio show on the road for the very first Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023.
Jade Monkey, Diamond Coot, we're going to be there. Live broadcast, party all night. That's right. The tour stops in Madison at the Jade Monkey on Cottage Grove Road Tuesday, October 17th. It all starts with a live broadcast at 4.
Road trip!
With the Devil's Advocates Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023 on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999 and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks. And a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown.
Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW and on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast. Scattered rain showers likely tonight, otherwise overcast. Lows dip down to about 48, winds out of the east, 10 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy skies tomorrow, scattered rain showers likely, high temperatures reach up to 52. Scattered rain showers likely tomorrow night, lows around 49, overcast. Highs level off around 52, Saturday with a chance for scattered rain showers, 54, overcast, Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 54.
Mino and the Mayor in the morning, and the talk of Green Bay all day long. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Degrees.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. The lines are live. I'm going to you in order. Do not hang up. Wisco Paul, my friend, you're next. You're next. What's in your mind, Wisco Paul?
Well, thanks for taking my call, Matt. Somewhere along the line, they need to get this worked out in the next 45 days. You've got two wars going on, and China's expanding. And then, of course, some of these senators don't want to okay people for places of leadership in the military. So I don't know how this works out, man. I really don't. I for one, I don't think. Hey, what the bottom line is, what's the ramifications if you don't get nothing done after 45 days, if you're out 30 days, 60 days or whatever? Thanks, Matt.
Yeah, you close down the government. You know what I'd do if I were Biden? Nothing needs my advice. I would contact all 356 Democrats and Republicans who voted for the last budget and say, you know, if you had a speaker, would you vote for the next one? And most of them say, yeah. And then I'd say, we have a constructive vote. And because they won't give us a speaker, I deem it by executive order that there is the approval of Congress. And I'm going to go ahead and order the Treasury Department and the Fed to issue the money necessary to keep us open. That's what I would do. And I would, frankly, just promote these admirals and generals. He's put in some acting positions, but I would do it by executive order and say that we have a traitor, Tuberville, in the Senate. He's a traitor. He might as well be paid or be in the Russian Secret Service. He's bad news. Stephanie of Madison, my friend, you're next. What's your mind, Stephanie?
Hey there. Hey, Matt. I'll tell you what. You mentioned Nancy Mace. I just want to mention an article in today's Washington Post in the style section. Monica Hess, who's a wonderful writer, she writes on women's issues, and she does this real takedown of Nancy Mace and with the letter A, and trying to compare herself to Hester Prynne. And her whole thing is that, you know, she's a woman and who is being defiant, and she's defying the whole pushback that or opposition that she's up against, saying that she always does the right thing, you know, and she wants to stand on her values and blah blah blah, yada yada yada. What a bloviating hot air full of shit. Oh God, the emotional and intellectual maturity of a 2-year-old. I'm sorry, but they basically say is she's doing it for attention. For attention. So there you go, Matt.
Yeah, no, you're right. But why wear a T-shirt? I mean, you know, look. It's a very, very attenuated connection to Hester Prynne and that she stood up to the Puritans. So Nancy Mace is standing up to whom? In a T-shirt with a scarlet letter A on it because she's for Jordan and Trump, and she's standing up to rhinos. You know, This is sick. This is the Congress. We need to run our government, for Pete's sake. We need to promote our generals and admirals. Bill of Economic, my friend. Thank you for calling. What's your mind, Bill?
Kind of on what the topic on you're talking about. Does Biden have the authority to ask the Congress and the Senate to vote on an ethics bill for anybody running for political office? And if you've been charged with domestic terrorism, anything at all, you are held in censorship till your court case comes up. Because if we don't raise the bar on standards, I mean, remember, the Republicans' best guy, they searched high and low. The guy they came up with has got 91 felonies, and that's the best they can come up with. You've got to be kidding. Jordan runs an investigation on corruption, and he's got a subpoena hanging over his head. Do you think that Biden could take charge and say, guys, we've got to raise the bar. There's going to be an ethics standard, and this is what it's going to be. What's your thoughts?
Yeah, I think that's an excellent idea. You know, politically, what will happen is it'll be derailed in the Senate because Tommy Tuberville will say, I won't permit that to be voted on, or Josh Hawley will. And then you have the filibuster and all that. So sadly, you're right. If we had a Congress of patriots, and the first Congress, the Senate and the House back in the 1790s, these were all people, they had their political differences. Some were from the South, some were from the North and all that. But they basically cared about the United States, and they rallied around the country as it was attacked by Britain. You don't have that now. I think it's a great idea. It makes a lot of sense. You know, would the six tarantulas on the Supreme Court uphold this constitutionality? I have no idea. I doubt it. Clarence Thomas has been bribed. Look, the Republican Party, in my judgment, is a clear and present danger to the United States. I'm not talking about Liz Cheney, Adam Kinzinger, some very, very good folks. And you have moderate Republicans like this Tom Cole. Look him up from Oklahoma. He's a decent guy. I mean, I'm sure he's quite conservative, but I don't think he's a nut. He's not a nut. But Steve Scalise and Jordan are not going to get it. They don't have the votes. There's 16 holdouts. And there's nobody in the Democratic Party that has the appetite to go to Scalise when he said that he's David Duke without the baggage and go, hey, we'll give you 16 votes. You know, the guy, that's a sick party. That's a sick party. It is cancer. It is cancer. And the reason is the root cause of the cancer, the choriocarcinoma, is Donald Trump. He has done nothing but attack crooked Donald Trump, lying Donald Trump, has done nothing but attack this country, divide it racially, divide it every other way, insult people throughout it, act in the most crude fashion, take money from Russia, take money from Saudi Arabia, betray our interests, and people still go, some people go, well, yeah, but I think I'll vote for him. For what? What do you think he's going to do? He is urging the Republicans to shut down the government. He's urging the Republicans not to vote for what he calls rhinos. And behind McCarthy's back, he urged people not to vote for McCarthy. With Jordan, he's endorsed Jordan. He's endorsed Jordan, Gymnasium Jim G.Y.M. Jordan, because Jordan was the congressional architect of the coup. By that, I mean the fake electors. He should have been prosecuted by Jack Smith, but Jack Smith didn't want to junk up his thing. He wanted to go after Trump right away so he'd get it in before the election. These fake, you know, frankly, Fannie Willis or the AG in Michigan or our attorney general could charge him right here. Could charge all our fake electors. Put some artillery power behind Jack Smith. That's not happening. There's a lot of moving pieces going on. I like your idea, Bill. I think it probably wouldn't get anywhere given the filibuster and unanimous consent and the six tarantulas. This is a challenge to our country right now, but we're all Americans. We're all patriots, and we're going to see it through. Coming to the end of the show, great show as always. Stand by for another great show. Devil's Advocate with Dom and Crute. Matt Flynn Direct. We'll be back same time, same place tomorrow. In the meantime, I'm signing off.
baby. There ain't no easy way out. Hey, I will.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic.